The Lady Cats soccer team opened the regular season against big, tough opponents in a Dallas area tournament this past Thursday through Saturday. We find out more about how the Lady Cats did from Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon.
We went to this tournament. We expected it to be the hardest games of the year for us. I told the girl that the girls that after this, the year would probably get a lot easier. So we started out with Waxahachie, which is always a team that, you know, goes several rounds in the playoffs. We played them very well. They went up 1-0 on us, and immediately after, on the kickoff, Miranda Pearson just narrowly missed it to tie it up. So and it continued to be that way competitive. We went to halftime 1-0. We came back in the second half, and there was a moment of transition there where they caught us moving up, and they were able to score. So it was a 2-0 game against a very talented, very strong team. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was really proud of the girls because we played them straight up. We didn't try to play defensive. We didn't try mm-hmm. to change anything up. We just tried to play straight up. And we had really just a couple of really good teams can exploit when you make a mistake. And there's still a couple of things with our young back line that they need to get used to. And we had a couple of mistakes that led pretty much directly to goals. So that's how we came out of that. But overall, it was a good, we played well, and we were competitive. In the second game, it was, for some reason, the Colony, which is a former state champion team, was upset in their first game and sent them over to our side of the bracket. And I told the girls, I think with quite a bit of confidence that I don't think we're going to see a better game tougher opponent all year. And so the girls came out really sharp in that game. We were, you know, again, we didn't try to do anything special, play differently. And then we went to them 0-0 all the way through halftime. And even about, you know, after halftime, it was still 0-0. But again, like I said, good teams can exploit your mistakes. And we had a couple of bad touches, really two bad touches. One bad touch from one of our players fell into the to them, and they were able to score it. And then a little later, we just kind of fell asleep while a ball bounced in, and they were like, you know, always going really fast, and they just got there quicker. And then later on, we had just bad luck. Every now and then you have bad luck, and they took a shot which deflected off the foot of one of our girls. And but through all this all, I mean, I've been neglecting to say through this all that Abby Hale, our goalkeeper, was had outstanding play in every single game. But in those games where she was being challenged a lot, she saved us quite a bit. And you know, like I said, it was a real hard game, and we were again competitive. You know, in this particular tournament, it didn't matter if you lost by 5 or 10. It didn't matter. It was just win or lose. So I played straight up the whole game, and you know, I was really pleased. You know, now and then one of the teams dropped out because of weather. And so they put us in with the Waxahachie JV, and I think that I mean, that's still a pretty good team, but I think that our team had a little bit of a letdown, and so we got off to a slow start, and we had to come back and actually tie that game 1-1, and because you have to have a winner, we went to penalty kicks and were able to pull that out. The next day we played a private school in Dallas, it's Bishop Lynch High School. And so it was, now in that game, we got off to a quick start. We got up to a 2-0 lead, and we thought we were looking pretty good, but they chipped away at it. They got a free kick to make it 2-1. And then again, we had another, one of our defenders had a little bit of a bad touch that let him go on transition and made it 2-2. But all along, we were playing really well. We just weren't finishing. And then finally, Esmeralda Sanchez got brought down in the box, which led to a penalty kick. And she converted the penalty kick, so that was 3-2. And again, all the game we played well, we just weren't quite putting it away. And so that's how it finished. It finished 3-2 against Bishop Lynch. And, you know, overall, very tough competition. And, you know, I think we responded very well.
The Lady Cats will play in a Princeton tournament this Thursday through Saturday. KSST Sports.